Now, the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And Greg Corumbus is still out. I'm Rich McFadden in for Greg Corumbus to Radio America, along with Jim Garrity from National Review with your Monday Three Martini Lunch. And today we have a whole new set of fun things to look at, Jim. How was your weekend? Was it okay? Did you recover from last week's martinis?
I'm feeling cheerier. I don't feel quite as stressed as a hunted Pokemon this weekend. I have no idea exactly what this is about. I just look at this and know with two boys, I'm probably going to end up spending a lot of money on it.
You know, my son was dying to get his new phone that he will be getting, 12 years old, this summer as he approaches middle school, and was saying, "Dad, I need to have it now because all of my friends are playing Pokemon Go." And I was like, life stinks, doesn't it, buddy?
You're going to say we're the Pokemon Corporation, and we'll just be taking your paycheck for the next couple of months.
Absolutely. So. Nintendo is looking good right now. So, all right. So also not having a good weekend is Hillary Clinton. And new poll comes out from Waypo saying that an ABC saying 56% of those polled disagree or disapprove with the non-indictment.
Yeah, and only 35% approve. When you look even further in this poll, they asked, does it make you worried about what she would do if elected president? And the answer was that 57% say they're worried, and only 39% say they're not related or not worried. That's a pretty big deal. Now, there's a little bit of a bitter aftertaste to this martini, Rich, and that is, has the outcome of this issue changed the likelihood of you supporting Clinton? 10% say it's more likely. I guess these are folks who really love their severely disorganized and sloppy with intelligence candidates.
They're criminal politicians.
Love yeah, them. They really she'll be really good at pulling off fast ones. 28% say they're less likely, but 58% say no difference, which means there are some people who said yes, they disapprove of the FBI's decision. Yes, it makes them worried about what she'll do as elected president, but no, they're not any more or less likely. I guess if you were never going to support her, then yes, this wouldn't really affect it very much. But there were apparently some people out there who were like, yeah, this whole thing makes me like Hillary Clinton even more, which is a little unnerving, I suppose.
Well, the beauty of this election is the disapproval ratings are so high that you hate the other candidates so much that no matter what they do, they could be treating babies poorly on national television, and it doesn't matter. You will still vote for that candidate because you hate the other one so much, even though you don't like yours.
Rich, that baby had it coming. He was asking for it.
Absolutely.
So that's where we are.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, this ride is going to go all the way until November, and we'll see how it plays out. Well, it looks like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are trying to make nice. Here's what John King from CNN had to say about it.
This will be a big page-turning week for Democrats, and the party's new leader hopes it allows her to begin a new chapter with voters. Hillary Clinton over the weekend blessed more liberal convention platform planks on health care and the minimum wage. As a reward, she will travel to New Hampshire on Tuesday, and I'm told she will receive the endorsement of primary rival Bernie Sanders.
Jim, is this basically Bernie extending his 15 minutes of fame?
No, I think this is him jumping on the bandwagon. And for those of us who were enjoying the fights within the Democratic Party and the Democrats finally seeing the same corrupt, selfish, haughty, arrogant, victim card playing, insufferable icon of entitlement that Hillary Clinton was. It was a wonderful time. I had a great time with my Bernie bros. We all kind of did our part to promote the patriarchy. But it looks like, sadly, Bernie Sanders, there will not be a challenge at the Democratic convention in Philadelphia. It does not appear you'll see this giant uprising. Now, Trump will continue making his pitches to these demographics, but a Bernie Sanders endorsement should take a lot of the air out of this. It should do a lot to unify the Democratic Party and make the job tougher for Republicans heading into November. So it was fun while it lasted, but it looks like the Democrats are congealing.
So Bernie basically got what he always thought he was going to get. I mean, because let's be real, he never thought he was going to get the nomination, right?
You have to figure after things like Iowa and New Hampshire, maybe there was this, he started to believe that his abilities. And look, this was what he demonstrated was that there was one, people like free stuff, young people in particular, free college, free healthcare, everything's free, yay, you know. But two, there was a significant chunk of the Democratic Party that was not comfortable with Hillary Clinton, that did see her more or less as a Republican seer, as somebody who's always been entitled, who's pretty much the embodiment of the establishment, someone who really couldn't be counted on to change things. And that's kind of the, if you see, you know, we talked about our weekends being better. For a lot of Americans, the weekends weren't better. There's great dissatisfaction in America right now. Mm-hmm. And she is the status quo candidate. This is, you know, Democrats have good reason to be nervous about this. It's probably safe to say Bernie Sanders was not the ideal challenger. I think what unnerves me, Rich, is this sense that at some point somebody is going to come along with the Bernie Sanders agenda of free stuff for everybody and we'll pay it all with taxes on the rich. And it will be not a funny looking guy who shouts when he talks about millionaires and billionaires and the big banks and all that kind of stuff, and who kind of comes across as a Larry David character. Somebody who's a little smoother, a little more polished, is going to come along with this message. And, you know, I hope the Republican Party, when the day that comes, is ready for it. Because in the abstract, when it's just somebody promising stuff for you, socialism sounds really appealing. And they don't connect it to having the situation like Venezuela, where people are having riots and protests and ransacking grocery stores, desperate for food in a country that should be wealthy beyond imagination because of its natural resources.
Now, I see where Gary Johnson is getting a little bump in the polls with millennials. Do you think this is a different group of millennials, or do you think some of the Uncle Bernie people are kind of wandering over to another independent candidate?
I would be, okay, on the one hand, as somebody who's generally sympathetic to libertarianism, I should welcome this. On the other hand, if you go from Bernie Sanders to Gary Johnson, you're really not paying much attention.
Right. If you support Bernie Sanders in the first place, you're really not paying attention.
Yeah, you could say that. I guess the idea is that what is the one thing that unites Bernie Sanders and Gary Johnson? I'm guessing pot legalization. Right. If that's your core issue, maybe that's what's bringing them in there. But it does kind of seem like for those of us who are, you know, getting older and crotchier with time, our skepticism of millennials seems well-founded if people are genuinely making this jump from socialism to libertarianism in a matter of days.
Well, speaking of pot legalization, that takes us into our crazy martini of the day. And it sounds like somebody who has probably been utilizing the pot a little bit may have written this story, but it's true. Trump is speaking with Caitlyn Jenner ahead of the GOP debate, and apparently Caitlyn Jenner is going to show up there. I would love to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
I was going to say, I had heard this rumor a couple of weeks ago, and though Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, however you want to characterize, you know, Bruce Jenner back in the day was actually a Republican donor and was considered that, you know, on the couple times on the reality show, he would say things that were you know, fairly Republican or conservative, very, very free market, very much in believing his kids how to the value of a dollar and value of being thrifty and the importance of saving money and the importance of self-sufficiency. Now, I don't know. I mean, Rich, does this mean if they have Caitlyn Jenner address the convention, does this mean Democrats can still use the war on women rhetoric?
Let me tell you something. I would need a flow chart to figure out what this means because I have no idea where this would fall in.
I almost want to see it just for the reaction it gets. Are they applauding? Are they, you know, like the just.
You talk about must-see TV. That would be the most DVR'd moment in current history.
How does the North Carolina delegation respond? Right? You know, I mean, now I understand Kim Kardashian has already endorsed Hillary Clinton. And my tongue-in-cheek joke for the entire time coming up, you know, sitting around with conservative bloggers, trying to come up with like what the ultimate running mate for Donald Trump would be. We picked Donald Trump, Kanye West, Make America Gold Again. And of course, you can imagine the sheer publicity. And we kind of like, talked ourselves into this idea of it'll work. Like it actually, there'll be enough people who are like, you know, diehard Kanye West fans of just sheer curiosity that America's celebrity obsession and the idea of not first lady, but second lady Kim Kardashian, like the ultimate triumph of tabloid America. And you could see that happening. We're probably not going to get that. Notice I can't completely rule it out, the idea of the Donald Trump Kanye West ticket. But we will get, you know, perhaps the next best thing, Caitlyn Jenner addressing the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. And I think just for a sense of we are through the looking glass, we are in Wonderland, we are in a Twilight Zone episode. Things, you know, up is down, left is right, and nothing makes sense anymore. So keep an eye on this, since so you know, as if Cleveland wouldn't be dramatic enough.
Oh, it would be beautiful.
The ultimate reality show.
It would be beautiful. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. That's a set your DVR moment. So we'll keep an eye on that one going forward. But there it is, your three martinis of the day, And the crazy one is absolutely my favorite of the day. We'll keep an eye on what's going on in your Tuesday 3-Martini Lunch right here. Check in this same bat time tomorrow. I'm Rich McFadden with Radio America. He's Jim Garrity with the National Review and with your Monday Martinis.